Joe Kane, and he sold it. Nobody ever even thought about Joe Kane until Judy, about, I guess, 10 years ago, started the Sunday before Carnival of having a parade from the City Hall. What's your name? That everything you want?
Yes, ma'am.
From the City Hall to the old cemetery that I told you about.
Yes,
it was back of the library. And he started in the, put the Joe Kane dressed as an Indian and a little dog. The dog walks alongside of the Surrey.
Yes, ma'am.
And Joe was in the Surrey. And they had a regular parade and they had the Excelsior Brass Band, which is a colored band, but the best in town. And they've been here over 50 years. They just went from one generation to the next. And they go to the cemetery. Now the old tradition is they brought their lunch and they ate their lunch on Joe King's grave. Now I don't know how true that is. But people stand on old Government Street viewing it. And now they have the Boy Scouts, you know, to add it to it. Martin Johnson, generally, you've heard of him, haven't you?
No, ma'am.
Well, he said there was Social Security here. And Martin Johnson is just a wonderful orator. He has the most beautiful silver tongue you've ever heard. The words just flow from him with such ease. And Johnson generally gives an eulogy on Joe Kane. And like I say, the people that are watching the parade, well, then they go on to the cemetery too.
Yes,
ma'am. And it's raised about 2 hours. But that's just an old, that's been of the last 10 or 12 years. I don't think it's any longer than that.
I see. It's interesting. Well, talking about greetings, if you were leaving somebody at night, what would you say?
Good night.
Or say if on a farm, a man got out in the fields before the sun was up, you'd say he started to work before.
For a day.
Any other way of saying that, maybe before sun?
At the wake of dawn.
Yes, ma'am.
He was out there plowing at the wake of dawn.
Mm-hmm. Or could you say before sun?
Before sun up.
Yes, ma'am.
Or but then he closed before sundown.
I see. Or say if he did that, you might say that when he started out in the field, the sun had already
been up.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, the sun had already been up, or the sun had already could you say it had risen?
Yes, I'm just going to say that.
What's that?
The sun has risen?
Yes, ma'am. Or you might say, talking about that same expression, you would say that at 6 o'clock the sun
set,
or if it was in the morning the sun
arose.
Yes, ma'am. Say if somebody came to see you on Sunday, not this Sunday but the previous one, you'd say that he came when?
Last week or last Sunday.
What if it was the Sunday before that one, you'd say he came
Sunday before last? He's already 2 weeks.
Or if somebody is going to come see you on...
Well, you're expecting them in a week or 2 weeks.
Yes, ma'am.
Or next Sunday. Depends on the space of time. Because the next Sunday would be closer.
Yes,
than
ma'am.
Saying he's coming within 2 weeks or something like that.
Do you ever hear people say he's coming Sunday week?
Mm-hmm.